Welcome everybody to April's Summit Partner Monthly Call. We're honored and blessed to have you guys here. It's been a pretty good month, and we're excited to share what's been going on over here. Hear from you guys as well, because that's always truly what these are about. It's about you guys, not about Elise and I the entire time. So as you guys know, both in Zoom, you can throw your comments in chat or Q&A. We'll see those both. Or if you're in Facebook, just put them in the comments and we're going to be reading through those, having fun with you guys here tonight. And so that was cool.
Oh, sorry. I was reading the comments. Glad everybody likes the new microphone. Thank you. I want to say something to that. If we are ever doing a video workshop, the podcast, anything that has an audio quality to it, and you guys can't hear us well, doesn't matter if it's a workshop. I mean, obviously you can't do anything on the podcast except give us feedback on the back end, but even like these, we invite your feedback.
Totally.
Right? Because we don't want to like get through a 2-hour workshop, or we don't want to, you know, spend half an hour doing the summit partner call and then find out that we didn't sound good. If we at least know in the beginning, then Tony will start, like, he'll start sweating, but he'll start doing all the tech stuff on the front end and make it better for you guys. Yeah. So getting that feedback, finding a new microphone, we're hearing that it already sounds good. Jonathan, Michelle, I saw your post there that you guys have got other commitments tonight. We'll miss you, but you know where to jump back on and get it.
Yeah.
Casey said the house was under contract within 24 hours of the listing.
Wow.
That's fast. So that's awesome.
Way to go, you guys. Congratulations. I love it. And we're excited to see that new place once you move in.
Yeah. And, you know, as we jump into this call, you know, we're here in the month of spring, although as I said,
we're in the month of April,
which has
spring in it. Yeah.
No, it's a Monday. It's a Monday. You guys know what I was talking about, except for our folks down under, in which case they're heading into winter.
Into winter.
Fall and winter. So, you know, we're here and there's a lot of exciting announcements. Mm-hmm. You know, spring is typically this time when you get, you know, like, oh, what's coming up next and what's going on. So we've got some fun announcements for not just the Position of the Month Club, but for One Extraordinary Marriage. And you guys know you're always the first to kind of hear what's going on.
Yeah.
A lot of you may have already seen on the Facebook page, the actual, did you put it in the Position of the Month Club? The workshop that's coming up?
Yeah. Is that the parenting, you guys have all seen, if a few of you have already registered for that. You've said you're interested, and so that's cool. So sign up. Mm-hmm. That's at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/summitparenting. And I just changed it a little bit this time where it's just zeroed out. You do have to put in all of your information moving forward. I think it just helps us to see what's happening. You do not get charged and you're good to go. But everything then just happens. Come Thursday or Friday, though, I'll be sending out an email to everybody as well. Just so we just want to make sure that you're in there if you want to go. And so the reason we're doing it this way is so that way we're emailing those who raise their hand and say, yes, I want to be in this workshop. When it is done, though, we will have it in your partner area. Mm-hmm. So if you can't be there for the live, totally cool. This one's going to be a bit different because we're bringing in a guest expert, Pam Padgett, who we have known for years. She is a powerhouse. She deals and has been in this line of work for 20 years now. Plus.
She's a rock star, guys. Like in the whole parenting kids space, we couldn't think of anybody better to bring on. So we're super excited that Pam's going to be joining us.
Yeah.
Actually live in studio. She will be here with us.
We're going to have this speaker or that microphone right there working. I'm going to have that all set up so the quality is going to sound even better.
Mm-hmm.
Just a real quick heads up on this too. Elise and I are going to be putting on another Love Deeper workshop in May. That's going to be May 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be coming up as well. So for those of you who have not done it and would like to jump in, we'll have that set up here coming the beginning of May. For those of you who've already done the Love Deeper and you already have your Symbis assessment and you want to jump in again, you're going to be more than welcome to jump in as well. If you need a refresh or you've gone through it a little bit and are wondering, we put some of this stuff into play, but it hasn't really worked out. So we're going to have that going on May 20th.
And if you know people that probably need to do the Love Deeper workshop, or just giving you a heads up, or the parenting workshop, let them know that it's out there. Share it, whether you share it on Facebook or, you know, when you get the email, you share it. That's always.
Do not share your summit
part. That's what I was just saying.
So for those of you who want to share this with all your mom groups or dad groups or whatever you want to do, send them to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/parenting, and that will be for a full registration. We will make sure that those who do get the summit partner, that they're
our summit members. You guys just, it's a privilege for all of you.
Right here, will she be talking about parenting once your children are adults?
That's a good question. And actually,
it's something that we will write down and discuss with her, Kim. Great, great question. Thank you very much.
I'm writing
it down. In what respect? Because we're going to be talking about, she has like 3, 4, 5 areas. You're not sure what, okay. If you do, Kim, then just,
make sure to send us an email.
Yeah. Send us an email, or we have the post in the Facebook group as well. Just add to it. But that is a great, great question that we will bring up to her.
And you'll be able to see. So if you go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/summitparenting, which is your guys's registration page, you'll see the topics. You'll see what we're going to be discussing. Mm-hmm. It's all on there. There's like 5 or 6 different areas, so that you've got that information. And it also helps you whether you've got friends who have got teenagers or littles, or, mm-hmm. you know, if there are questions about the adult children, you know, bringing that all into place so that you can kind of see what we're going to be talking about there. And it's a great way to be able to share it with the people that you know.
Yeah.
So that's what's coming up as far as workshops.
I want to say, hopefully all of you guys are digging this month's position post. We're still working. This is our 4th edition, mm-hmm. with this new style. So we really hope that you guys are digging that, finding it valuable in different ways. We're going to be continuing to bring in some new interviews, obviously different positions, and even with those different positions, if you have something that you've tried, liked, want us to share with others, we'd be more than happy to do that as well. We're going to be interviewing other folks here in the Position of the Month Club, as well as outside. And so we're constantly just tweaking that. Personally, I'm loving it. I think it brings a ton of useful information that you guys can just have, and it's there for you guys. So we're going to keep working on it. John and Mel said, we love this month's position. It's one of our favorites. In all honesty, that is one of our favorite positions. Lauren, actually, who is, I would say she's the editor of the position post, she actually asked us that, and we're like, yes, that's one of our favorites. So awesome. I'm glad you like it. Doug and Liz, the new style rocks. Thank you. And Kim, love the new format. Are we getting anything over here on Facebook?
No, I've been looking. I just
want to make sure those guys are talking to you.
What you may have noticed in this month's position post is that on the letter from the editor, the letter that Tony and I wrote, there was a big picture at the bottom of that. And that was the group shot from Henderson, North Carolina, from Clearview Church there, that was the group shot at the end of the day. And we love doing that shot at the end of the day of the conference. And so that being said, we're super excited to announce that we are going back to Henderson next March. So March 7th, 2020, we will be in North Carolina. But even sooner than that, this fall, we're still finalizing the date. It'll either be late September or early October. Leaning towards late September, we're going to be in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Journey Church there. And so that's like 45 minutes from Chicago. So for all of you that are like, oh, it's easy to fly into Chicago, we are going to be there. We're going to be, you know, it's going to be the one conference, and we're going to the upper Midwest, I guess is what that is considered. And I'm getting there, as you all know, I'm getting there before like the severe snow hits and the severe cold. We actually had a conversation with their team about that to get me in and out before, you know, like a blizzard comes or something. So that's good.
They know Elisa very, very well.
That's good.
Coming.
So I'm super excited. I'm excited to go to the Midwest, a different area of the country. We are, you know, we had our goal for 2019 to do 2 conferences.
Yeah.
And so North Carolina and Wisconsin are going to be the 2 for this year. And we're looking at putting on 4 mm-hmm. for next year. So we've already got North Carolina and we're going back to, and we're looking for 3 more locations. So, you know, as you start to think about who do I know and where do I know people, if you want the one conference to come to where you are, reach out to us, because that, in all honesty, guys, that's how these conferences are happening.
Yeah. And I would say we're learning. And one of the things that we are finding out is partnering with churches is very beneficial and helpful in a number of ways, because we're able to use their facilities. And that just helps in organizing and getting everything together from a production standpoint and everything. So if you know of a church or in community in a church, or know somebody at a church, a pastor or something, reach out to them, share the podcast with them. That's the best first step. Mm-hmm. And then we can begin talks with them. So 2020, like Lisa said, we're looking at four. So some of the areas where we would love to come to is like DC, because then it's sort of like we can get all you guys up in New York and Boston and Jersey and
the Northeast.
That area.
We want to get to the Northeast.
We can get into DC, Atlanta. We'd love to come into Atlanta to hit the South, Dallas. We still need to come back here to San Diego, so we're working on that here. Pacific Northwest would be Portland or Seattle. Mountainous regions would be Denver.
Wow, just narrow that down.
Unless there's something in Montana area where there's an awesome church in that location, which I know there are.
Are you calling out our Montanans?
I am.
Okay,
I
just
am.
Checking.
Just you're checking. Montana. So in size-wise, I mean, we had just under 200 in North Carolina, and we'd love to be right around that 300 to 500 number. Mm-hmm. It really makes it for a great day of people being able to interact and meet and meet other people from the one family. So that's what that's coming.
Yeah. So those are some of the big announcements as far as what's going on there. And we've got some other,
Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about calling and talking to Vince Tammy. So, and he's going to be down here for C3. The church that Elise and I attend is called C3 San Diego, and they're putting on their marriage retreat here in Palm Springs next month. So we're going to hopefully see Vince and Becca there and talk to them there as well.
Yeah, we totally go to Salt Lake City.
Yeah, and we're speaking at
the Tahoe Couples Getaway in November.
Yeah, we'll have that coming out here soon. So there's a whole big, like, long weekend getaway. I think it's 4 days, 3 days?
Friday to Monday. Yeah, yeah. 4 days.
Mark Gunger is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Some other folks are going to be there.
And that's going to be fun, because that one is going to be a little bit different. We're not doing the whole conference or the whole retreat. We're just doing a couple of sessions talking about sex. Go figure. And so if you're looking for like a longer weekend getaway, Tahoe Couples Getaway, and we'll have, we
more
can actually get them.
On.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe.
Once we get all that.
Yeah.
So that's just coming up. That's in November in Tahoe. So that's going to be another fun event if you're in that area and just want something longer. So we're working on those things. New website's going to be coming up. We're working on that. We were working hard on that. Met somebody at the North Carolina event who works in AI. So to help with search, because with almost 500 episodes, it's getting a little crazy, and you guys even know it and we hear it. And so we're working on that. On that note and on that front, starting in May, Daily Steps will be ending at the end of this month. It's had a great run. We thought it was just amazing, but we just felt like it wasn't enough. And so having talked to a number of you guys that you really wanted more on and from us when it comes to the One Extraordinary Marriage show. And I'll just say, just honestly, man, 9 years of doing the show, there were years that we just talked about what happened that week. And it was the easiest thing we could do, because we just did it because we wanted to reach one couple and touch one couple. And we don't have what we have today set up. But now we're just realizing we need to do more. And we still sort of go week to week because we want to share what's happening in our lives and with your guys' lives too. Having said that, you guys would love to have series. And so we're going to be dropping a second episode starting on Thursdays. May 2nd. And so that first series is going to be called The Marriage Vow. It's a 5-part series. We're going to be talking about the marriage vow from different aspects, different ways, and that's what we're sticking on. And then at the end of those series, we may bring on a guest expert just to talk to, depending on the topic. So if we go deep into finance, we may bring somebody on who is really knowledgeable about finance and can give us some more insights that Elise and I may not have or share. So get ready for that. That's going to be awesome. Kim said, yes, want info about the Tahoe getaway, please. For sure.
We will get that. As soon as we get all the finalized links and everything, we will get that to you.
One of the things you kept saying taco. Taco for what? Casey? What taco?
I don't know. Taco.
Does it sound clear?
Yeah, if we're not clear, please let us know.
Please let us know, because I don't know what taco is. Oh, Tahoe, taco. Gotcha. Thank you, Jim.
Tahoe getaway does not like tacos.
Tahoe, California. So it's on the other side of the country for you guys.
Is Tahoe in California?
Yes.
Well, there's the Nevada side, too. There is.
Yes, like, but the majority of it is in California.
But I think we're actually flying.
Okay. Yeah, we're flying into, like, Reno or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But, like, you totally threw me when you're saying Tahoe, California. I'm like, oh, my
50-50,
gosh.
50-50, yes, Tahoe.
Yes.
South Lake Tahoe. I hiked in there when 19 years ago when I hiked the Pacific Crest Trail.
But I remember coming out on the... Yes. Anyway. Yes. Wow. Yeah, so let's really special.
Sister lives there. Awesome.
So one of the things that Tony mentioned was the fact that we almost have 500 shows.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another announcement that mm-hmm. we want to make, is that we are going to, on episode...
What?
Date of it will be July 16th.
Okay.
We will be having our... You want a taco getaway? Sorry, that was like a squirrel thing. It just popped up, Casey. You need to come to San Diego then for a taco getaway, because we have taco
places.
She is.
We're coming this weekend. Tammy.
Nope, that's Casey that said
I want to talk. Oh, well, then, and Tammy did too. Yes, okay. Casey. Well, Casey, when you're here in San Diego, we'll take you to the best
fish
taco place.
Yes.
There's a couple of them.
Don't be surprised that it's next to a gas station. Don't let that. Anyway, July 16th. 2019 yes. will actually drop the 500th show for the One Extraordinary Marriage show. That in and of itself, like, I get emotional thinking about it, because so many of you have been around for years and years, and so many of you are brand new, and it's just this amazing, mm-hmm. like, every 100th show. I still remember our first 100th show and thinking, oh my gosh, like, how did we get here?
I wonder if Chuck will hit us up again.
If Chuck is still alive, Chuck will hit us up.
Yeah.
I am convinced. Chuck is a guy, older guy, who hit us up at the first 100th show.
And has done every one ever since.
Yeah. And he's in his 70s, guys. And he and his wife are still, they're still mm-hmm. frisky. They are still having fun. They have strategized around how to be intimate, you know, with hip problems and back problems and all kinds of medical stuff. And and so for those of you that have not been around for a 100th show, or you don't know what we do on the 100th show, the 100th show, in this case, the 500th show, they're all hugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm giving you a heads up, because we won't actually start announcing this until probably the month before.
Yeah.
But if you want to drop us a line, you know, you can text now in case, what's today?
No, oh. So that's another new thing. You'll hear that tomorrow.
We've got so many things.
We learned that the 858-876-5663. Yeah, number, which is what the number we've used forever and ever, is now able to receive text messages. So if you don't want to call in, you can just text in and let us know what you're thinking, or send us your hug that way. So that's going to drop tomorrow's show.
Yeah, that's right. Usually we don't do the... club calls on a Monday. So I was like, oh, it's tomorrow's show.
You can text it in now.
You can text it in. And all I would say is that if you do have a hug specifically for the 500th show, to whether it's at the top of the text message or the top of the email,
put
500th show. Cause what Heather will do is she'll pull all of those so that we have those to draw from. I'm letting y'all know right now, we will not be able to read every hug that we receive. Because I already know we're going to be inundated.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot.
Between the Instagram family, email, Facebook, all of the podcast listeners, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to celebrate that milestone, because it's, in the life of a show, it's significant.
Yeah.
It is no small thing that, and we will have just gone to 2 shows a week, so that will have been happening on 1 show a week for the last 9.5 years.
Yep. All right. So that's all the good stuff here. We want to hear your questions. What's going down with you guys? What can we answer for you? What's been on your hearts and your minds over here the last month? I want to say that you guys have been awesome and lively, encouraging each other. Continue to do that. Man, there's nothing more exciting for us to see with one of our core values being hope, that you guys are just taking the reins and you're delivering hope. It doesn't have to come from Elise and I, and that's what it's about. You guys are leaders in this space, and just go for it. I mean, don't hesitate. You guys have so much wisdom and knowledge that go for it. I mean, if it's something that you're questioning and need Elise and I to just look over it, if you want, then send it. It's totally cool. We're more than happy, but we want to encourage you guys and empower you guys to take that torch and to press into other couples, because they need to hear from you guys as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and as you know, hey, be open, honest, and transparent, vulnerable. You guys have been. I mean, just so much realness and openness that I can sense that so many of you guys are just going, oh, I didn't think about it from that way, or that really helped me to realize that I'm not on my own. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mel, for instance, I'm just thinking, Mel just really sharing that post about initiating for the first time in 10 years. I'm excited to hear from her and John both. Like, how is that going? It through the tough times as well. And I think that's the piece that I really want to share, is that, hey, even during those difficult times, it's easy to not share because that's not the greatest, but that's when we really learn. Last night, we were blessed to be at church, and our good dear friend, Jim Rooney, he shared a time in his life just a year ago, a tragic time when their child was born at 22 weeks. And NICU here in San Diego was able to get a tube in him and keep him alive. And yet he passed on the 21st day. Mm-hmm. And just the realness and the rawness of it really just helped so many people in that room, even myself. I don't know about you, but for me, and it was just like, wow.
For those of you that don't know our story, back in 2004, our son Andrew was born at 18 weeks.
Yeah.
And Andrew never took a breath. And so to hear even the small victories in Callan's life, Callan was their little boy, and just what that was like, and just that journey of faith. And what I was reminded of is that whenever we're willing to share the broken parts of our lives, not to badmouth our spouse, not to create a pity party, but to share for the purpose of being a part of someone else's breakthrough,
yeah,
then all of a sudden those pain places, they don't have any more power over us. Right. But when we keep them in this like little box and we're like, I'm not going to tell anybody, and I'm just going to isolate, I'm just going to tuck it away, and that's not going to happen, then, you know, we get triggered and we get emotional and we have all of these crazy things happening, you know, and by crazy, I mean just all the emotional upheaval that goes along with it. And it has power over our lives, but there's so much freedom in bringing your yuck into the light and just letting other people say, you know what? I'm just as messed up as you are. Mm-hmm. Dysfunctional marriages, we all have them. I mean, mm-hmm. It's like somebody said, Tony, you may have seen it if you follow us on Instagram. We got a 1-star review on iTunes. And the review came from somebody who's dealing with an abusive marriage.
Yeah.
And they were very, very upset that we portrayed ourselves as being a perfect couple. And for any of you that see that, you know that that's about as far away. My coaching clients know that Tony and I are not perfect, because I'm constantly using examples for our own marriage. But I share that because that comes out of a place of pain.
Yeah.
And I want to share it because for any of you that are stepping into the marriage world, that you're putting yourself out there and you're helping other people, just know that there is a lot of pain out there. And while they're attracted to your brokenness and your story of hope and transformation, if it takes a while for them to get there, then they may have some negativity towards you or a lot of negativity towards you. Always look for where people's pain is and yeah. Know that they're not attacking you. It's their pain that's coming out. And so I just want to share that because I know.
That's even from your spouse.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, that even comes from your spouse. I mean, there's just a pain, there's a root, there's something that's bugging them, and they may be unable to express clearly how they feel or the emotions that they're dealing with because they haven't, and then in that they lash out. So just know that. So what are your guys' questions? We got off on a tangent over there.
We're good at that. So we don't have the confines of the framework of the show sometimes on these calls.
That's the best part of it.
I know. That's why I like being here.
Are you guys having a good month? What's going on over there?
Damn, we got deep.
I know. We only started this month.
Spring break is coming up for couples. Easter is coming up.
Yeah. Paul jumped on. Hey, Paul, what's happening? Amber, great to have you here. Richard, good to have you. Natalie Hickson, good to have you here. Man, love it. Love seeing all you guys here. Lisa, good to have you here. Right on. What's a question?
No, it's not so much a question. It's just Travis's comment. Because one of the things that the review said, and again, hop on to our Instagram story if you want to see it, or if you're on iTunes and you look at the reviews on iTunes, but it said that we only talk about sex, or we talk about sex too often. And like Tony said, you know, the first series that we're going to do on Thursdays is going to be dealing with the marriage vows. And part of the reason we wanted to go to some of the series and some of the things that you all have said, hey, we want to know more about this. Like I know Jeff Carpenter had reached out to us and said, what about, you know, those of us, marriage in the 50s, mm-hmm. right? When we start dealing with menopause and ED and older
kids,
grandkids, and all of those types of things.
Life.
And, you know, because we... I just saw John and Mel. Because we've been doing more topical on Tuesdays, it hasn't really lent itself to the series to go, okay, we're going to dig deep into this, but bringing that on.
But we've chosen not to. So what Travis has said is the part of that review that said the show talked about sex too much was something Tony and I talked about in the second show. We'll let you talk on a broader topic. Exactly. And that's the goal. And do know the reason we stick on to sex a lot, because a lot of people don't, even in our niche, I constantly talk to them. We're looking at ways to partner, help each other out. And every time Elisa and I will talk about, you know, let us include a position paper. Like back in the day when we had the different position, just the page, you know, the 3 to 4 page papers, you know, let me include one or two of those. And so many are just like, oh no, our group wouldn't like that at all. And so I go, they would, but that's why they come to us to hear about it, because we need to be able to talk about that openly, honestly, and transparently. But the second episode dropping every Thursday allows us to go, boom, marriage vows, finances, you know, finances through the different areas, you know, 50 plus or something in that nature. What does that look like? So spiritual intimacy in a deeper level that we can go into for 3, 4, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, but still have the Tuesday show where we're like, hey, this is what happened this week. Mm-hmm. So that's it. John and Mel asked, do you have or have you thought about developing a resource for quarterly reviews?
Not until you posted that you did one this weekend, in which case I was like, ah, what does she have? Yeah. Would love to see what you guys put together, and if you're willing to share that with us. And you know, it's one of those things where, again, this is where the power of the one family is, right? What does that look like? How do you just know you don't have to clean it up? It's all good.
No, you don't have to. So Elisa and I, for our quarterly reviews, tend to be much, they're not structured. And so for somebody who is a little bit more structured, we tend to take really good care of ourselves when it does come to the structure of the coffee break. Or we're doing, let's say, like a 19 question. But our quarterlies are more like we get out.
So for us, the quarterly is very much a...
Like vacation.
A night out, an overnight out to really just... It's a reset for us for the year. But we'd love to see...
Whatever you got, that would be awesome.
Yes.
Yep. Michelle said, we need a post on grief and loss and still feeling intimate. We did that 2 years ago when my dad passed away.
But
we didn't really discuss a lot about still feeling intimate, but I would still listen to that podcast and the ones around it, which, let me look it up real quick, Michelle, and I'll tell you what episode.
Something from a father.
Cancer. Hold on. Let me get
the other thing, because I see Ashton, you had put, you agree with Michelle. Guys, send me an email, Elisa@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Mm-hmm. If there is something specific, or if there, like, I would love to know. I'm constantly, like, that's the way my brain works. It's like, what do people need, right? Mm-hmm. Because we don't want to just create something that isn't going to be of value to all of you. But seeing that there are now two comments mm-hmm. on this, I tend to go in threes, but that just means there's one more person that hasn't commented on it. Tell me what you need.
Yeah. And what you're looking for, because then we can go to the one family. We can bring it from our own lives. Episode 383, just as a heads up for you guys, cancer can't stop the advice from a father. Listen to 383, maybe one or two before and some after in that region. We definitely talked a lot about grief, me going through that time of the loss of my dad, helping my mom, going through the funeral process.
But we weren't really talking about being intimate. And that's why I want to know what they need. The only comment that, like, I distinctly remember you saying in that was the month before your dad died, when you're like, I'm going to be really stressed and I'm going to need more sex. But we didn't, like, there's a lot on the grief, on your grieving, but not maintaining intimacy during that. So
I'm just saying that's what we have right now.
Right.
To listen to. And again, if it doesn't touch on exactly what you're thinking, email Elisa, and that helps us to go, oh, okay, we can hone in on this topic more and discuss that.
Well, I was also thinking, I mean, we've got the shows From Mourning to Joy, which I think is 148, mm-hmm. which is our miscarriage story. Mm-hmm. And that's a show that actually was released, or it wasn't released, it was recorded at the same time that the Sandy Hook shooting was happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very interesting how those timing things happen. We also have a show on infertility, if that's the grief mm-hmm. that you're dealing with. I can look that show up.
And we can do those. Yeah. Love it, you guys. Don't ever hesitate. It may take us a little while at times to get to something and in the flow, or maybe it starts coming together and we're looking at grief from different angles. And again, mm-hmm. that may work itself into that Thursday episode drop where we're talking about grief from different perspectives, because there's different grief from losing a child to losing a parent to losing a friend, and maybe being able to look at that from those different perspectives. It's still grief, and yet having lost buddies who've died on their bikes, there's a deep grief and there's a hurt. And when my buddy Nick Venuto was killed by a car and died tragically, and he was one of my best buddies, there was a deep grief there that and I didn't get on my bike for a long time. I lived in a bit of fear, mm-hmm. and yet that was different than losing my dad. You know what I'm saying? I still hurt, and yet when I lost my dad, it was two different grieving processes.
Well, it's also understanding that men and women process grief differently.
True.
That was definitely our story when Andrew died. And so there's a lot that can be wrapped around it. I just want to make sure, and you guys know this, whether we're talking about the position post or we're talking about a show coming up or whatever it is, that what we're bringing to the table, especially if we're creating something new, has a basis in what the one family wants, yeah. and more specifically what the summit partners need, because you guys are the ones that have chosen to partner with us at this level. And so you have a voice in what gets created. So don't hesitate. Elisa@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Shoot me an email, or, you know, John and Mel, when you get that quarterly review thing pulled together. Yeah. And again, you don't have to get it cleaned up. You can send me a rough document. Those are the types of things that we're going to continue to build out for the one family.
Yeah.
Because we know that as we become, Tammy grief from job loss.
Home
loss.
Yeah. You're all going through a grieving. We've all gone through those grieving processes. Doesn't have to be a loss of a person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great, great, great point there, Tammy.
Comments or other things you guys want to bring up?
Yes. Anything you guys want that we can help with. And we're going to keep moving, and we keep trugging along over here. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I just want to share that with you guys. And
we're tossing around ideas for new books that'll be coming out later this year, beginning of next year.
Yep.
So those are also in the works. So Yeah, there's always going to be something new. There's always going to be a way for you to be able to share One Extraordinary Marriage with your friends, be able to share the position post and invite mm-hmm. other people to partner with you and with us on this thing called marriage, mm-hmm. To reach more and more people, because there is a groundswell mm-hmm. that's happening. It's kind of like guerrilla warfare for marriage right now. It's sort of how I look at it.
Yeah. So always, and I just want to share our core values again, because I think that helps, even for you guys, as you develop your own, and it takes time to do that. But for One Extraordinary Marriage, our core values are hope, action, faith, and
your favorite.
Why am I forgetting my favorite?
I don't know. It begins with an R. Relationships.
Oh, relationships. What the heck? How do I forget that one?
I'm like,
oh, yeah. Again, you guys know.
He gets like behind the microphone and all of a sudden.
Here. Yeah. So those are the four. And, you know, always just go out there. And when you're thinking about yours as well, like, who are we as a couple, and how do we reach folks in our community, even each other, man? Like, you look at what we're about, and when I get frustrated with Elisa or she gets frustrated with me, hopefully we're looking at that, hey, that relationship's part of our core values, that they mean a lot to us. Mm-hmm. And how do we build community and build relationship even with each other?
Right.
So thank you, Samantha. We're honored and blessed. Thank you so much, man. We love you guys.
Anything else for today?
I got nothing. Do you guys have something?
This is your time. So if you've got something you want to
chime in,
hop on and share, we can keep telling you what's going on.
No, this is.
All right. I think we're quiet.
I think we're good. All right. Thank you guys. We will be getting on a little bit more just for those little impromptu lives mm-hmm. here, just jumping on. I like that we have our new microphone. I think it just makes it so much nicer.
Yeah.
But we'll jump on and just do some fun ones and just dive in. If you haven't seen, I'll just share on Instagram. We did a whole session. It was like 55 minutes talking about the coffee break. Mm-hmm. So it's on IGTV, and we just share it. And we'll be doing more over there. That's, you know, we're going to just start doing a little more how-tos over there and sharing them there and just leaving them up there. We just learned about IGTV, in all honesty. Some of you have known about it. We just learned about it accidentally.
It was an accident.
But, hey, it's all good. So, thank you, Casey. We cannot wait to see your new house. We are believing that it's just going to go super smooth for you guys with all the packing and unpacking
and
with the
kids.
Kiddos and everything else. So
wishing you lots of hands to help.
Yes. Keep us posted. And for each and every one of you guys, thank you. Thank you, Kim. Great having you on. So just have yourselves a fantastic week. And again, don't forget to sign up for that parenting one. Get on it. And if you know others, jump on it. All right, you guys. Love you. Take care. And we'll see you next time.